Around 40,000 South African newborn babies a year are diagnosed with HIV and AIDS, and half of them will die due to a lack of care and medicines. This is the bleak picture painted by the World Health Organization and UNICEF. The HIV-positive babies they refer to have contracted the disease from their mothers, who in turn have not been able to obtain the proper care that can ensure their children are born HIV-free. But the midwife obstetrics unit inside B Cape Town Khayelitsha has a proud track record in reducing the number of HIV-positive children born to mothers living with AIDS. One such success story is of Nomsa, one of the many women enrolled in the Prevention of Mother-to-Child Transmission program at the clinic. Nomsa, who found out that she was HIV-positive in 2005, recently gave birth to a baby girl. Because she has not only religiously taken her own medication, but because she ensured that her baby took a special pediatric formula of antiretroviral syrup, her daughter Linomda is HIV-negative and now has a bright future. We spoke to Nomsa and asked her to share her experience and journey.
I was very stressed. Sometimes I think that I take my medication properly, but I was nervous. Think of my baby, if she's HIV positive, what I'm going to do. But again, I comfort myself that I take my pills every day, I know that. So I woke up, I take my baby and I look at her. Like, I was nervous, but I'm going to the clinic. When I go there, I talk to the counselors and the nurse, and then they counseling me. Then I was nervous, and then they saw me. Then they said to me, "You are nervous. Don't be nervous. Your baby's fine." I don't know. So I screamed and look at my baby. I cried, really cried. But I was very happy when they told me about the results.
Nomsa, after expressing much relief that her baby was HIV negative, says that after a 2-week wait for Linomda's results, she was ready to start planning and thinking about her daughter's future.
I went home and then I told my brothers, because I stay with my younger brother and my sister's child, but he's 18. Then I called her father, told that the baby's fine. Then my friends, told even my friends. Oh, I love my baby and I wish a better life for her. I hope that she's going to school. She'll be successful at life.
Nomsa explains how working with the Treatment Action Campaign, or TAC, has played a huge role in encouraging those affected by the disease to come forward.
I love tech. For example, tech did radio slots. Then they told the people that you must come to the clinic. Then the people listen, we have a radio community. They called the radios Bonele. So people, maybe they listen to the radios and we go to the community to do awareness. We go to the people, we told about HIV, what's important that you have, we must go to test. Then sometimes we distribute condoms and then we talk to the people how important of these condoms.
Nomsa has this advice for women who are pregnant and HIV positive.
Even you are HIV negative or HIV positive, or you didn't know your status, go for early booking. Even when you are 2 months or 3 months, go for the booking. It's very important. Take your medication when it's 8 o'clock, take your pills, and when you are having sex, every time you have sex, use a condom.
While baby Linomda cries in the background, Nomsa says that it was tough to receive the news about her status.
I lose weight. I have that information. When you are losing weight, maybe you have TB. I was shocked that time, but everyone got this disease. I'm not going to frustrate myself as that. When I get it, I must accept this time, this thing. And I saw people living with HIV in front of me, so I have to be okay with this and then focus to my health.
Mansari Sepeka reporting for AllAfrica.com in Cape Town.